U.S. Senate has postponed a vote on its controversial immigration bill until next month, but the floor debate is in full swing, and groups across the political spectrum are weighing in. On his show, WNYC's Brian Lehrer has spent the last couple of days focusing in on key aspects of the bill and opening the phone lines to immigrants, their advocates, and critics. He joins us now to share more about what he's been hearing. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Soterios.
So from what you've heard from callers and others on your show, what's the most controversial part of the immigration bill?
Well, you know, it's funny. On the surface, you'd think it would be the path to citizenship for those here illegally. And there's certainly a lot of noise about that. I watched the beginning of Lou Dobbs last night, and he opened his show by arguing that he's not the extremist. Senator Lindsey Graham is an extremist for supporting so-called amnesty. So that's the most red-hot media debate. But I think, arguably, the more controversial part on a more widespread basis is the guest worker program. This would create a whole new category of human being, the temporary American. And here is Senator Schumer from Fox News Sunday over the weekend.
The biggest objection I and many Democrats have, which could be a stumbling block to the whole bill, is this guest worker program. It's an additional program. Hundreds of thousands of people come in. There's virtually no protections. They're going to bring wage rates down. And after their time is up, they're probably going to stay in the country and become a new group of illegal immigrants.
Now, Soterios, there's a lot in that one little clip. Schumer and a lot of Democrats and a lot of immigrants and unions don't like it because they consider it second-class citizenship. But some on the right don't like it either because, as Schumer said, they fear it'll start up a new generation of illegals, low-skill guest workers whose time has expired but who want to stay in the country. And some employers don't like it because it doesn't allow for a stable workforce and it sets up a temporary new bureaucracy for them to deal with to hire the temporary workers.
Now, how could this Senate bill affect New York?
Well, you know, it's really hard to say because there are always such unintended consequences with things like this. The 1965 immigration law transformed New York by being what some call the Brothers and Sisters Act. That's when family ties became the basis of our legal immigration system. That was supposed to protect a certain status quo back then, but we've seen how it has exploded immigration from Latin America, the Caribbean, and Asia. Unintended consequences. This bill would end that era and create an economic merit system, an actual point system based on skills and education for permanent immigrants. New York's economy could very well do well under this bill, but the question of whether it's fair to families has to be resolved. And another thing, it's the government, not business, who'll identify needed skills, and we don't know how well that will work.
Are there any surprises in the details of the bill as you and your callers have been poring through the fine print?
I'll mention one. Each guest worker would be required to get health insurance. And as far as I can tell, employers are not required to provide it. So now these are low-income workers by definition. So we're asking people with low wages to buy health insurance on the private market as individuals. Good luck.
Mm-hmm. And just briefly to wrap up, what's next?
Well, debate will go on for weeks at least in Congress, which is good because we need to appreciate the vast ramifications of this. The immigration bill will affect millions of immigrant families, people's livelihoods, communities now struggling with questions of, you know, how many is too many, plus, of course, racial questions and the very notion of what it means to be an American in our historically immigrant nation. So I think it's good that this is slowing down a little bit and the country is going to take some time to digest all the details.
All right. Thank you very much, Brian. WNYC's Brian Lehrer hosts The Brian Lehrer Show weekday mornings at 10. You can hear more of the recent discussions on immigration at our website, WNYC.org.